All right, let's do this damn podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
That was fast. I'm Todd Richards.
Thank
you. We're going.
You just wasted tons of time right there.
I didn't.
That was a good explosion, though. This is the Monday Mass, a.k.a. the world's greatest action sports podcast, a.k.a. the Monday Action Sports Show. There's two M's in that title. It's subtle. It's brilliant.
We don't.
If you ask me.
We
don't think a lot about
it. We don't talk about religion. We're not a real mass, but we would like to be tax exempt.
Right. Yeah. You're smart.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh, you want to do a podcast? Let's do a podcast.
Let's gear up.
Okay. We're going to talk about some stuff in this episode. It's going to be a quick one.
Yo.
As Todd just said, the waves are really good and we got
to
go.
I think we forgot to say, we're going to go into our sponsors right now.
You forgot to say.
So if you've got to do something right now, if you got to go to the bathroom, now's a good time to
go.
No.
No? Don't say that because then the sponsors go, why are you telling people to go to the bathroom while we want to try to sell some stuff?
Right. Don't go to the bathroom.
Don't. Stay here. Go to the bathroom when Todd's talking about.
I think we forgot to plug New Greens last week.
Really?
We might have.
Well, let's plug them twice.
New Greens.
Go ahead.
Is where it's at. If you feel like being healthy, you should feel like being healthy.
New Greens. At New Greens. On Instagram.
You can check out Midlife Health Minute.
Yep, they sponsor that show. That's right.
On the poorly updated Instagram. Let's just talk about that for a second.
You want to go into that?
Yeah. New Greens is fantastic. Buy your New Greens now.
This to me sounds like a nerd news conversation.
No.
You want to go with now?
Well, I think it sucks. We can go into it deeper in nerd news.
It sucks.
The new Instagram update sucks. Okay, what else?
He's like, you're sitting in the water. You're next to kind of someone you kind of know, but not really. And you're like, huh, pretty fun out here, huh?
This sucks.
How about that new Instagram update, right?
Hey, I'd rather talk about Instagram updating their app than politics any day of the week. All right, let's go. Who else?
Hanson Surfboards. At Hanson Surfboards. Use the code Monday at checkout. You're going to get hooked up.
You want to talk
the
about
ski, snow. Surf stuff is there.
Hula shirts.
They got it all.
Grass skirts.
K2 snowboarding. K2.snowboarding. At K2.snowboarding on the updated Instagram. Still crushing it. Still one of the best teams in snow. And you're about to see all of that come true.
Happy birthday to K2 team rider Pat Moore.
Happy birthday, Pat Moore. We're going to get a lot more from Pat Moore when snow season's. Kicks it.
Yes, we are.
Panikin Coffee and Tea.
Mm.
Todd's drinking an ice cold iced coffee right now. Panikin Coffee and Tea available online for all of your friends. Since we're probably going to all be locked down again, you can get it online. You can't come to Encinitas from anywhere soon, but you can get Panikin Coffee and Tea. Not trying to be a downer, because that's the good news. You can still get Panikin Coffee and Tea online. They got pods, bags, beans, everything. Chemistry Surfboards. Chemistry Surfboards.
Get them. Order your boards.
Or get them. Get them all.
Order your boards. Collect them all.
You Online. Great new show on You Online.
What is it?
Yacht Rock Review. Chris Cantori hosting on the last episode.
How many times have you been on it?
No, I haven't been on it yet.
I feel like yacht, that's right up your, right in your slip.
Oh, it's right in my, it's blowing up my skirt. He had Pablo Cruz on. What you gonna do when he says goodbye? You know that song?
Nope.
Pablo Cruz, Yacht Rock stalwarts. New Greens. At New Greens.
Go there again. Yeah. Second time. Double plug.
Get minted.
Boom, boom.
I like getting minted. Nanocraft CBD. Todd, I'm about to drop a whole video talking about all the new Nanocraft stuff.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
I believe we've got a new code. It's called MassCBD20.
MassCBD20.
Say it with CBD20.
Me. Enter that at checkout and you will get what?
20% off.
Oof. Yeah. Just in time for Christmas. Santa Claus loves CBD.
Yes. Oh, and I misspoke last week about giving CBD to kids.
Right.
I don't know where that idea came from. It definitely didn't come from Nanocraft.
You can give it to your pets.
Because I asked them, I was like, do we have Nanocraft for kids? And they're like, what are you talking about? Not that it's harmful in any way, nor does it get you high or anything like that.
It's
but
just CBD.
It's just not.
You can give it to
for
your
kids yet.
Give it
I don't
to your
think.
Pets.
I gave it to my dog, but she's like 90.
Right.
So well, not a kid.
Then she would benefit from Nanocraft CBD.
I would think after they do testing and all that on children, Right. I'm all for testing stuff on kids.
Right.
Not my kids.
No, someone else's.
But other kids test on them.
Right.
And if it works, then it's a win-win. If it doesn't work, don't tell me about it.
Very.
Beneath apparel, judging by how comfortable Todd and I both are.
I have mine on.
We are very comfortable. BN3TH apparel.
My purple pants on. What color you got on?
I got the, like, tropical bird of paradise.
Birds of prey.
Use the code Monday, and you're going to get a discount as well.
All right.
Gosh, we're killing it.
Sponsored.
These discounts. Adventure.io. New adventure alert.
Nude adventure?
Would you like to go on a TOAT mission with Jacob Zeke Zeke?
Where are we going?
Well, you don't know him well enough to invite yourself, but what you can do, you, Todd, and the rest of the surf world out there, you can get the Adventure.io app, and you can go rip with Zeke, live the life of Zeke. He'll put you on his vlog, probably. He'll put you on his Instagram. He'll whip you into some waves, learn you to do some airs.
Give you some hand
Adventure.io.
Hand jive instructions.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So those are our sponsors. I think we got them all. Yep. Feel good about that. Chris. Super 73 just sponsored Jack Black.
Oh, yeah?
He got a bike.
Wow.
Yeah. We're on the same team as Jack Black.
Sick.
Sort of. He's funny. So those were our sponsors. Support them. If you like this podcast, support them. Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. Big news last week, Todd. Big news. This came out literally
great news.
An hour after we recorded the podcast.
Of course it did.
The world-renowned surf break of Lower Trestles is not only back on the WSL Championship Tour for 2021, but also was announced that Lowers is going to be the spot where we're going to crown our men's and women's world champs. That's right.
You know what that means?
We're on the road to the WSL Finals right now.
Hey, so how do you feel about that?
I feel good about it because September 8th to the 18th is the window, which is prime time for Lowers.
Very prime time.
To me, you're going to prove yourself throughout the year. Chopo, G-Land, Pipeline, you know, waves of consequence.
Yeah.
So not only is it in the hotbed of surf culture, San Clemente, here in Southern California, but also this is one of the more high-performance waves in the world on its day. The good news there is you only have to get one day for men, one day for women.
Oh, that's right, because we're whittled down to like the best of the best of the best.
So you're going to be able to just pick that moment.
It's a skate park. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm so glad it's not going to be in a wave pool.
It's going to be at Lowers, which that's is like awesome. A wave
it
pool.
It is. It's a skate park.
Yeah. That's where John John's going to win his world title in 2021.
Awesome. I like it.
Do you hear what I just said?
Yep. John John's going to win.
JJF21. What up?
It's cool to see that everything is coming up. Like it will start here in December, and it's great. It's kind of a bummer that did they have a Vans Triple Crown last year?
Yes.
Yes. So this is the first year with no Vans Triple Crown in how long?
50 years or something.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a bummer. But the good news is it's around the corner. We got Women's Championship Tour kicking off at Honolulu Bay in Maui.
Awesome.
And then the Pipe Masters will start the Men's Championship Tour.
So is there no, like, there's nothing at Haleiwa?
Not this year. Hmm. So the first three stops of the men's, of this championship tour, you got Pipeline and Maui and then Sunset Beach and then Steamer Lane back on tour.
I saw that. And
Sunset's
pretty tight to, or is it after Christmas?
Basically all of December is filled with championship tour events.
Okay, cool.
So a lot of surfing to come.
Cool.
It's going to be exciting. Who's going to win the world title?
John John Florence.
Okay. Well, this is a big bummer. This is very sad. Surf World lost another legend.
Super bummer.
Nicest dude. John Schmucka.
Funniest freaking dude ever.
I mean.
1-2-1-2.
It's. He was an incredible championship tour surfer in the ASP days. Industry exec. You probably worked with him at Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Commentator. Surf coach. Comedian.
It seemed like he was always kind of around.
Yeah.
Just poof, there he is, like around a corner or like wherever, you know?
Yeah.
Cool dude.
You know, obviously the privacy they have, you know, but I'm seeing things now come out where they're attaching suicide awareness and prevention messages to his announcements.
It's kind of speculation, though.
Yeah.
We should stay away from speculation.
I'm just what I've seen is, so it's regardless of what happened, it fucking it's a tragedy. Sucks. It sucks.
Is raddest dude.
And yet again, we just see the surf world pouring their hearts out via social media for an amazing person. Family and friends, of course. It's so sad. And I don't know, you know, I haven't seen him in a while. But every time I did see him, it was like, you know, full of positivity, joy. So it's going to be sad not seeing him anymore. Our heart goes out to everybody who knew him. It's good. It's a big hole.
Yeah,
big hole in the surf world
for sure.
In positive news, O'Neill Wave, the winter holding period is open till February 28th.
Okay.
And do you know Reef McIntosh's number?
I do have Reef McIntosh.
Let's cold call some people.
Keep going here.
We're gonna cold call some people on this episode. I'd love to talk to Reef about Wave of the Winter. Noah Beshin, before we get to Reef, maybe. Just dropped a wild edit.
He did?
Oh my gosh. Acting for Lamborghinis, red filters, crazy music. It's a really cool edit. And of course, he did a frontside big spin, kind of with a rail touch. It could be a frontside big spin varial, whatever you want to do. What do you call it?
I think he did let's see.
Frontside 360 varial?
Slob, like a 360. Slob to lean varial, and then the backside one, you just like a varial backside 360.
I'm saying frontside big spin just because the grab to me was more of just a push, and I'm just going to give that to him. Either way, it was an incredible maneuver, one of the most technical maneuvers I've seen on a surfboard and wave pole for sure. If you haven't seen the Noah Beshin edit, it's weird. It's wonderful. You got to get it, okay?
It's freaking amazing. Great.
It's official, Todd. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is the busiest in history. You know what I'm saying?
It's been bonkers. Didn't they go through the whole list? Or both of the lists? There's a couple different lists.
Yes.
And it's still going.
Yes.
Pretty crazy.
Exactly. Who are you texting?
Reef.
Are you calling him?
Well, should I
cold text call him? His text ass.
All right. Here we go. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, that's what I was waiting for.
Well, you can keep going.
There's hurricanes hitting the Gulf, the Caribbean. It's a wildly busy hurricane season. Luckily, these storms haven't been that destructive.
I wonder where Reef is right now.
Hawaii.
You think so?
Trying to get the wave of the winter. That's what he does.
He might be out getting the wave of the winter right now.
Potentially.
Let's just listen. Let's just we'll leave him a message.
He might answer.
He might. No, that's too many.
You've reached Reef. Please leave me a voicemail after the tone. Beep.
That's a good message.
Hi, Reef. It's the Monday Mass calling.
Reef.
Call me back.
We want some beef jerky.
ASAP. Reef's one of my... You know, my daughter's like semi-named after... Not really after him, but like it was inspired by...
Because it's a cool name.
By him.
Yeah. It is a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Okay. Well, yeah.
First anyway, cold call of the day didn't quite work out, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine for us.
Who you got? You got any cold calls?
I mean, should I do a cold call here?
To who?
Who
is it relevant?
Like, do you have a request? Do you want Hawaii? Do you want what do you want from me?
I don't know.
Brock Crouch.
I feel like there's a hole in the broadcast right now because you're trying to like.
Fill a hole. Let's just move on then.
That was surf news. You know, speaking of Brock and those guys, they all just had like the most
epic
Hawaiian vacation at Coco's house.
So that Brock would probably be a great person to talk to, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's here though. I think he's in Colorado.
Sasafe?
He's not in Sasafe. I think they were in
Sasafe.
They're in Wolf Creek.
Is there wolves there?
Snowboarding.
Ooh,
wolves.
That was surf news.
Right.
It's going to be a brief show because we have to go surfing. It's that time. Skate news is brought to you by Adventure.io. The Elliot Sloan Adventure is after watching Birdhouse Skate and Create video, after watching all Elliot's. Look, You don't have to go there and jump the mega. Just going there, hanging out, rolling around on this ramp is well worth the price of admission. You're never going to be able to do this unless you get it
through
the Adventure IO.
There's a lot to do at Elliot's house. I don't know if you've ever paid attention to his Instagram.
But he's got a mini ramp.
He's got a mini ramp, a band room. He's got quarter pipes, a freaking
dogs.
Swimming pool, dogs. Motorcycles. Yeah.
You know, it's really fun just to roll in to the mega and like kick turn on that thing. Mason Silva just dropped his fourth part of the year. Okay? For Spitfire.
Insane.
Fourth part of the year. And every part's been insane. He is going to be Skater of the Year.
He is a workhorse, to say the least.
Yes.
I mean, dude, come on.
Mason Silva, Sodi. I mean, just give it to the man already, please. Jeez. We've got Tom Knox just dropped an Atlantic Drift part that was really cool. Crusty spots.
The Tom Knox?
The English Tom Knox. Not the Tom Knox who had the graphic of the guy hitting
Just making sure.
Omar Hassan dropped a part. Larry Lives. Wow. How old is Omar?
Omar has got to be shit.
He's got to be shit?
I forget. He's got to be like
46?
Probably.
He's ripping in this new part. Dude, Omar all terrain.
He is a maniac. He's always been a maniac. He was, you know, from very young age, skating for Blockhead. He hasn't like slowed down.
And so we talked about Triple Threat Surf Skate Snow Contest last episode.
I don't think we talked about it. I think that just popped up.
So a video came up, Triple Threat event. It was like on MTV or something.
It was a big deal. It was like
You explain. You were there. You were in it. You won it, right?
We won it. Our team won it. It was like this team event where like you had a skater, a snowboarder, and a surfer. That was kind of like the way it went. And you went and competed in three different disciplines: skate, surf, snow. And we ended up winning it.
What were you?
I was the snow guy.
Okay.
But Omar basically brought it home. We had to skate this setup in Las Vegas that was like a vert ramp next to like a mini ramp next to a street course. And I think Omar like ollied off the deck of the vert ramp into the mini ramp and basically shut it down. And then and then busted his, I think he broke two teeth out of his mouth like that. Like it was over. Like we had already won and Omar had to do a heel flip frontside air and like zinged out. He zinged out and hit his face on heel flip frontside airs like a lot.
Wow.
That's kind of like a signature move
for
him.
They call it his money grab.
Yeah.
Cause all the best trick contest.
Yeah.
Even to this day, Advanced Park Series, Omar, boom, heel flip, frontside grab, money grab.
Occasionally lands on his face.
Give the man $50.
Right.
I actually DM'd Omar. He wanted to come on, but he's on the road, so he's going to come on next week.
Oh, sick.
Oh, wait, we're not doing a show next week. We're taking the week off.
It's holiday. Holiday week.
It's Thanksgiving.
Thanks for giving us one less show.
More turkey.
There was a big vert event in Texas this past weekend.
Saw that.
Pretty rad, huh? Like I forget what it was called, but like all the hot shots.
Tony Hawk was there.
Up and coming vert doggies are there, and it's in Houston, and it was called Banger in the Hangar.
Oh, because it was in an airplane hangar.
It's an airplane hangar with a gigantic vert ramp, and I watched the highlights this morning, and someone did like a 9-foot high frontside air. Like they were doing like a big air comp, and someone like
frontside
with a frontside air.
That's kind of rare, right?
Fucked up. How big the dude went.
You did a huge. I'm gonna go back to the Triple Threat event that I saw on Instagram. That's at Transition Productions.
Oh yeah,
Todd Richards with a pretty damn lofty backside air.
Yeah. Did you notice my back foot was like swimming?
I didn't notice until you mentioned it, and then I watched
like came
it. You
off
we almost lost Todd Richards.
I almost died, but luckily,
thankfully, you
thank,
made it.
Thank God.
Yeah. Other video parts that just came out. A really cool video. Leo Baker, Steven Ostrowski, and Cher Strawberry. It's on Thrasher, and they are thrashing the soundtrack. It's gritty. It's dark. It's evil. It's awesome. Love that part.
There was some controversy about that, and still like a lot of weird comments coming in on some of the Instagrams.
Oh God!
And it's just like
what year is this?
Well, the thing is like when we started skating, skating was like fuck you to conformity.
Yeah.
And now you've got all these people that want to bring all this like jock mentality to it. Just like fuck off. Let people freaking
if you
do
don't
and
if you don't like it, just don't watch it. Yeah. And shut up. Don't tell us you don't like it. Just don't.
Just fucking, who cares? I don't know. I get really annoyed with that stuff because
I do too.
I, you know, when I started skating, like literally was beat up and spit on for skateboarding. And it's like now the skaters are the ones that are like spitting on people and talking shit. Like, fuck that. Don't eat your own. It's so stupid.
I was fortunate enough to grow up here in Southern California.
It's different here, dude.
No, there was never like we would get kicked out of spots. We would get tickets and the cops would harass us, but very rarely. And nobody skaters were cool from the jump.
Yeah, it's part of the culture here. Yeah. Not so back east.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
No.
And I'm sorry
it's called getting
that anyone has to go through that now.
It's reinforcing your spine.
Yeah.
Everyone has to go through some shit like that, I think.
Yeah, and it's, I would say just watch this, spread it, show everybody, and get psyched to skate. This crew is ripping. Did you send me... So, Robert Downey Jr., did you send this to me?
Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent this to me, and they're like, wow, this is cool.
What is
it? It was Robert Downey Jr.,
yep.
Iron Man-esque post saying, donate to the GoFundMe page for Pawn Shop Skate Shop, West Covina, LA, Pawn Shop Skate Shop, founded by Anthony Piscopo, had a big fire inside. They did have partial insurance, but it didn't cover all the damage. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man himself, coming to the aid of a skate shop. Wow. And this is like a very cool skater owned shop. So again, this is one of those things. There's GoFundMe every day. It's, it's hard because there's so many and there's so many great causes.
Mega stars have kids that like to skateboard.
Give them $5. If 100 of us give $5, there you go. That'll help with the repairs. So
$500.
Go to Robert Downey Jr.'s Instagram page or go to the pawn shop GoFundMe. You'll find it. There's a new collab out that I was pretty hyped on.
Oh, yeah?
AC/DC.
Oh, with DC shoes.
DC.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the song?
I get it now.
By the Chats. You know who the Chats are?
No.
The Chats are an Australian punk band.
Right. They cover AC/DC songs.
And they have a song called AC/DC CD. The video is incredible. They're in a church. So basically this song is about playing the AC/DC CD over and over. So good.
Do, 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 do. You were
see the video?
Sounds like a bug talk.
So they're saying they're the second best band in the world. Of course, the Chats being the number one band. That was cool. I like to see that. That was awesome. It has nothing to do with AC/DC and the DC thing, but Ken Block had a video showing the AC/DC shoes.
AC/DC.
Yeah, it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was skate news. You got anything else?
Nope.
I watched a ton of skating this weekend. I went skating with my kids all weekend long.
Hey,
so fun.
How fun. Carmel Valley is a really fun skate park.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite parks around here as far as like ticks all the little boxes for me.
You know, finding a park on a Sunday mid-morning with nobody there is like stumbling upon Tavarua in the 1960s.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen, but when it does.
You guys went there. You went to Carlsbad.
We went to old school parks, medium new parks. My youngest son so I started showing my kids Fancy Lad, Man Ramp, Bees, all these kind of fun, weird skate videos to get them excited because they started to feel the pressure of, oh, I got to learn a heel flip. I got to learn this. I'm like, yo, we don't have to learn shit. Go and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my youngest son's doing little like finger flips and bonelesses and all these really fun tricks. I'm basically just trying to show them like there are no rules to skateboarding and you can do the weirdest stuff. And because they go to like these big time skate parks all the time and there's really good people there and they get kind of like
you get intimidated.
A little bummed because people are so good. And so I tell them like there are no rules. Let's get weird. My youngest son skates only in pajamas, which
so
I love.
Rad.
Yeah. So
does he just rock jammies all day long every day?
Yeah. And my mom asked me, she's like, he's in the same pajamas since Friday. I'm like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Skates in them, sweats, get dirty, goes to bed. And I'm like, dude, you want some new pajamas? He's all, no, I'm good. So skate in your pajamas this weekend, folks.
That's awesome.
This week. What day is it? I don't even know.
Mondish.
We're getting into holiday season. This is when things really start to blur. You think you didn't know what day it was last month?
Yeah.
Good luck now. Snowboarding news. Boom. Rifling right through it. K2 snowboarding. I got a new setup coming. Can't wait, Todd. We're gonna be going to Dew Tour. We're going to be going snowboarding.
First event for me is the 15th of December.
Yes.
It's going to be a Grand Prix with some big air and some half pipe. I'm going to go and talk snowboarding. And
dude, I want to see some big airs.
It's big air, bro.
Send it.
There's a lot of snow out there, and it's supposed to like dump this week in Utah. And just be careful, everybody, because this is when people freaking die.
Slough season.
Yeah.
There is good news in the snow zone in Colorado and Utah. Those fires were raging. They've gotten snow. It's helped the firefighters put it all out.
Are they still burning though?
I don't know.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Well, maybe it was an old snow thing. I don't know, but either way, all snow is good.
Like Todd said, be careful. Hey, Chris, great news.
Yes.
If you like to watch snowboard videos, if you like to watch the classics.
Yes.
The revival. Kingpin Productions, this came out. My good friend Whitey made this movie a long time ago. And the revival by Kingpin Productions is finally got a digital release. And it is back.
Oh, that's great.
So it's rad. It's got all the hot shots in it. And it's pretty rad. And I think you guys should go and check it out. It's at kingpinproductions.com. And you can download your version.
That's great news. Version. There's a lot of insanely good snowboarding movies. This is kind of snowboard premiere time, right?
It is, but it's like we don't really get the premiere stuff.
No
we
premieres, just, but online premieres.
You know what? There was one crazy movie that just had a really cool name.
Toshiki Death?
Toshiki Death.
By Tom Gannor.
The Battalion guys are back in it, and it's pretty rad. Pretty rad.
Tom Gannor traveled to Japan without a clear plan to film, but Toshiki Yamane went with him, and they ripped in Hokkaido.
It's full of powder.
Well, I like powder.
You like powder? It's
yeah.
Full of powder. It's a little bit artsy.
Okay.
It's cool.
I like it.
It's just different than your basic jump porn, but there is like good jumping in there too.
But so, no porn. Just no, jumps.
Not in the sense that... Right.
Not in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
Mine 77. I just saw this. A big drop from Burton. This is a winter collection that continues the legacy of Jake Burton Carpenter. His personal project was called Mine 77. Basically, this is a guy who's a genius, a brilliant mind in the snowboarding world.
Mm-hmm.
Changed everything. And he made his own, like he would make his own personal gear, right?
Yeah, he would like he, this
tinker
is,
on
this
his.
Is like his. When you own a company like Burton, you have command of people to
you're like,
make you stuff.
I want that jacket, but I want it in white, and I want the zipper there. You basically custom
kind
made,
of, yeah.
And the gear looks really cool. It's Gore-Tex. It's awesome.
Mine 77. Do you know who Ingmar Bachmann is?
Is he? Are you talking about Fat and Furious?
Yes,
dude. Ingmar was. Was and will always be one of my favorite photographers based on the strength of one photo. I mean, I'm sorry. Snowboarder based on the strength of one photo.
Right.
The photo is?
The photo.
The photo, right?
Rick Scranton, yeah.
So explain the photo to people that don't know.
If you don't know who Ingmar Bachmann is, you are an idiot. He went pretty much like 35 feet out of like a, basically like a naturally shaped, like kind of a shaped natural quarter pipe.
Before anyone was doing it.
Yeah, and it was just like, it changed the game as far as like how big people can go.
Because
it doesn't look
there
real.
Wasn't a lot of quarter pipes.
I believe the cover of Blunt, it just said holy shit.
That's what cover. It was. Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Rules. Ingmar used to live here. He lived in Encinitas for a long time.
He's still ripping.
Yeah.
He was ripping a snow skate in Fat and Furious
Fat
here
and
to
furious.
Slay. Randomly, like I say every week, I just put in snow news in mm-hmm. Google.
What'd you get?
Snow on Mauna Kea on the Big Island of Hawaii.
I've always wanted to go and
Me
do
too.
That.
Me too.
And I've seen, there's been footage, there was a couple years ago, they got like a pretty significant storm. And I kind of like, I was kind of talking to Shane Dorian for a little bit. Like, I was on a mish. Like, I wanted to go and do that. But there was a couple of years ago, they got like a decent storm. And then I saw someone doing like a backside rodeo over the road.
Oh, yeah. Because it's there's no trees or anything.
There's nothing up there.
It's just a volcano.
But it was just really cool. And I guess it's a giant pain in the ass to get up there because no one has tires that are equipped to actually climb in snow on the Big Island.
Right.
So
if anyone could get you up there, Shane Dorian could get you up there.
I want to go.
Let's go. We'll record a podcast from up there. Mauna Kea, if you're listening.
How high is Mauna Kea? Like 14,000 feet?
It's high.
Yeah.
I don't know how high,
high. I think it is like a 14er. Like there's maybe.
How high is Colorado?
Colorado's like, there's a couple 14ers in Hawaii. Wow. I mean, in Colorado.
So when you're on the top of Mauna Kea, can you see Colorado?
How high is Mauna Kea? How do you spell it?
Mauna.
Mauna Loa?
Mauna.
M-O-U.
No, Mauna Loa is a different mountain. Also, a brand of...
What? Oh, it's 13,000 feet.
Okay.
But still, like, that's high. But you know what's even crazier, dude? Okay, so that's 13,000 feet.
Yeah.
Mount Everest is 29,000 feet.
Yeah, that's higher in terms of feet.
Yeah, in terms of, like, feet footage.
I won Mount Everest.
What?
Yeah. I climbed it.
You did?
These are new times, Todd. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
I snowboarded Mount Kea.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
I won it.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right.
This is cool.
What else?
Trevor Andrew, aka Trouble Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Started
professional snowboarder.
Kind of doing, yeah, he was professional snowboarder, and then he started doing art and rapping, and then
Gucci Ghost,
and then bam, next thing you know, the dude is a globally recognized artist. He's got a show called Neo Golden Age that right now is in the Modern Art Museum of Shanghai.
Pretty freaking insane.
How cool is that?
It's so, like, his career and everything has just been really interesting to watch.
He's a Forum guy, right?
Yeah. He was Burton.
Burton guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. Because, you know, when he started becoming a quote-unquote artist,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were probably like, oh, whatever, snowboarder becoming an artist.
Well, it was like he actually was in music first.
Yeah.
And then
Trouble Andrew,
and then he's married to Santi Gold.
Yep.
And then, you know, he's kind of stopped doing music. They had a couple kids, and then all of a sudden, like, this art stuff started to pop out.
One of these guys is just good at everything.
Yeah, he's just taken, I mean, Gucci? Like, Gucci found him? Like, he was just...
If, like, Gucci taps you,
yeah,
you're doing something
you're
right.
Yeah, you're doing something good.
So, any more snow news?
Not that I can think of currently.
Okay.
It's on.
It's on.
The whole thing is happening.
Yeah. There will be more as snow falls. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. The best. They're the best. We know that.
Yep.
Have you watched John Wilson in the new series, How To with John Wilson on HBO?
No.
It is the weirdest...
What are you trying to learn?
Greatest
how to do?
Show.
What are you learning how to do?
So basically, he goes around New York and he films all these random things. And then he does these voiceovers to the footage. He did a show about how to do small talk, a show about scaffolding. His latest show is about covering your furniture. It is
what?
The most absurd,
just like
interesting,
weird stuff.
Weirdest show. I love it.
Huh.
I'm absolutely in love with it.
Huh.
How To with John Wilson. Hopefully we'll get him on the show. Once we start trying to get more guests on the show, we've not done a great job with that. We've done about a good job of getting guests on the show as we have done in getting video. Which, are we giving up on?
No.
No. 2021.
Yeah.
We're
2021 is going to be a big year. We're ready. We're waiting for it to go back to analog.
Well, let's blame the lack of video on 2020. It's not our fault.
COVID.
New show out on Showtime.
What is it?
Haven't talked about Showtime in a while. It's called Moonbase 8. And get this.
Oh, it's supposed to be funny, right?
John C. Reilly,
mm-hmm.
Tim Heidecker of
mm-hmm.
Tim and Eric,
yep.
and Fred Armisen.
I mean,
how can you? I mean, how can it not be funny that with that cast?
That was a comedic trio of unparalleled laughter.
Oh, my God. So good. Yeah. I can't wait. I haven't started it yet. But I'm going to tonight. And you should, too. And we'll talk about it next week.
I don't, you know, it's, I'm at a loss for shows right now. I finished up, not Euphoria, but Utopia.
Okay.
Loved Utopia.
Okay.
Thought it was really, really good. I mean, shit, Mandalorian is just on another freaking level right now.
You know what I got into super late, what? And people are going to clown me for this, is Succession.
I haven't seen that either. It's a little too real.
It's so good. It's way wilder than you think. I thought the kind of the same thing. I'm like, oh, I don't want to show about like business, but it is out of control.
Isn't it it's about Rupert Murdoch, basically? It's lightly based on his family?
I think so. There's definitely some, it's really good. Mm-hmm. And again, people are going to go like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. It's been good since 2012.
It's kind of fun though. Like, came out. I think I've said this before on this show, or I've said it to other people. It's like, there are those people out there that haven't seen these iconic shows. Like, I have friends that are like, oh, I was thinking about watching Game of Thrones. And I'm like, holy shit, you're lucky. So lucky. Like, yeah. You've got nine seasons.
You've got 118 hours, you know, of it's awesomeness.
Like, and I want to find that. I feel like there's got to be something out there that I've missed.
Yeah.
Someone suggested The Wire the other day. Did you ever watch The Wire?
I've watched The Wire, and that's going to be another one where people are going to say we're stupid.
But I got it. Eh.
Is it too real?
Thinking about watching Oz again.
Oz.
That's a real feel-good show.
Yeah, watch it with the whole family.
Yeah, kids love Oz.
Oz. Well, watch John Wilson. Watch How To with John Wilson.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I think you're going to like it.
All right.
And we'll watch Moonbase 8 together, and that way we can talk about it. We've been kind of divided on these shows.
Another nerdy thing. Yes. So Ken Block is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He drives a car for a living.
Yes, he does.
Originally started a shoe company that was DC. Really super puffy, and now they do collaborations with AC/DC.
Yep.
But now he drives a car for a living, and he just launched a new video series on YouTube called Hoonicorn Versus the World.
Okay.
And it's his Mustang that he has, a four-wheel drive Mustang with 1,400 horsepower.
Is that a lot?
It's a lot. And he goes up against all these different supercars in this crazy, loud, tire-destroying Mustang.
Okay.
So you can go and watch that as he talks shit and people bring super, super expensive cars to race him in. It's cool.
I'll watch it.
I got a Uni pizza oven, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I saw you dancing. Dude.
It's amazing.
So what is it?
It's a pizza oven, but you hook it up to like gas.
Okay.
And it gets to, I think it gets to like 900 degrees or something like that. So you can like basically make Neapolitan pizza like really easily. Like, you know, thin, just the pizza that you get over here at Vigalucci's or over at Buona Fonchetta.
I like that
kind of pizza.
I like it.
And you can just do it in your backyard. And it's awesome. And it took forever to get here. And now it's here.
But it's here. It's here, all right. Mm-hmm. Will you bring pizza next episode?
It takes 20 seconds. Once the oven is heated up, 20 to 30 seconds of pie.
Yeah, right.
20 to 30 seconds. 900 fucking degrees, dude.
Well, can you make me one this week?
Yeah, come over. You want to throw anything else in there? Laundry?
My phone. Lately, I've been wanting to throw my phone in the ocean.
Hey, can we talk about the updated Instagram?
Oh, now we can talk about that. Okay, so Instagram had an update.
If you didn't have enough reasons to freaking hate
everyone.
Zuckerberg. I hate Zuckerberg. I hate Zuckerberg more now.
Yeah. Well,
like, why did they think that's a good idea to like...
Drew,
I want to post a story. Oops, I just purchased some women's underwear.
Drew Tunes just dropped a comic about it.
Yeah.
That summed it up perfectly.
What does it say?
Oh, we'll show you. I shared it.
How did you share it?
On Instagram.
See, it's like I go to like...
Okay, Instagram changed their interface around. I went to see who liked my pic and ended up buying weight loss teeth.
Right? See? That's the thing.
Drew Tunes is one of the greatest satirist political or cartoon satirists.
As if you're listening to this podcast,
me,
all seven of you, we need to form a resistance to the Instagram
Well, they're not changing it back.
How do you know? How do you know? Count the vote.
Count it. I'm going to count it.
Fucking count it.
You count it. Yeah, that happened. There's nothing you can do about it. So suck it up. And what are you going to quit? Are you going to quit Instagram?
Probably.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go over to, what's the Parler version of
Instagram? Parler.
Is there an Instagram
Twitter
over there?
For racists, right?
What's, is there an Instagram over there?
You can go back to Snapchat.
Is that still a thing?
MySpace.
Is MySpace still around?
You could carry a friend saver book around with you.
What is that?
You remember those?
No.
There were these little binders, and it was kind of like a yearbook. You just kept around your house, and when people came visit you, take a Polaroid of them, stick it in there, and they write, like, my favorite food, favorite album.
Really?
Yeah, they were pretty cool. I used to do those. Benji Weatherly had those, and we used to throw them out all the time.
I feel like that would be like a thing now because everything is kind of going analog.
Yeah.
Except no one can come.
Nothing's going analog, actually. And no one's coming over. Don't touch anything.
Do we have any questions from our
viewers?
We
have one question that was actually quite interesting.
We're only taking one this week. So if you've taken the one.
It was actually quite interesting.
We're going to answer one question.
Here we go. Where'd it go? Well, now we're. Okay.
We're not prepared.
Monday Mass question. I'm on the hunt for a song and hoping you two can help. Chris being an old. Chris being a music guy and Todd being a. All caps, old snowboarder.
There you go.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, totally unnecessary.
The song is Boys Just Want to Have Fun. I believe it was in one of the robot food videos. I think it was Lame?
Are we serious that that's not, like, he doesn't know who Cyndi Lauper is?
But I don't have the DVDs and can't find any reference to it.
Cyndi.
Where can I find this song?
Fucking Lauper.
Also, how good were the robot food videos? That's from The Wilderness.
Really? How does The Wilderness not know who Cyndi Lauper is?
Is it, well, that song's called Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Is that what he just said?
No, he said Boys Just Want to Have Fun. Was there a remix in the,
maybe he got it wrong. Boys Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah.
Is there a song called Boys Just Want to Have Fun?
I don't know. There's a song called Boys Don't Cry.
I don't know, dude. I feel like.
Was it like a remix?
I feel like he's just wrong.
Is he just razzing you?
Maybe.
I see a song by a band called Exude that says boys just want to have sex.
That's probably not
it. Oh, right here.
What? Definitely wasn't that song. Not that song.
That's Uptown Boy Band. Boys
that's
just
want
to have fun.
That's not now. That's not. No. What's E-Boys?
You want to hear?
E-Boys want to have fun?
Was this it? Oh my God.
Wow.
Didn't we just find an incredible new song?
That escalated quickly.
This might be it. Do we know who made the robot food videos?
Yeah.
Call him.
What time is it in Sweden right now?
Oh my God. I love this song now. And I gotta thank The Wilderness for bringing this to my attention.
Oh, all right. It's 10 o'clock in Sweden. And
call him up.
He's got a new baby. I'm not gonna call fucking Pierre. His wife will kill me.
Boys Just Want to Have Sex by Exude.
I don't think that's it.
I think it is it.
I don't.
I mean, I don't know if it's it for that instance, but I think it's it in terms of great songs.
Mm. All right.
That was it. That was a pretty good show because
next
it
week
didn't take too much of your
we're
life.
We're not going to have a show.
I'm not doing it.
Nope.
I'm not doing it.
Not going to.
Protesting.
Do it. Week after though we'll have one.
Most likely, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, enjoy your week and we're going to have we'll get to all your questions next week. We're going to have special guests next week. It's going to be a real podcast next week. This was
a real podcast.
It was something. We recorded it.
You ever listen to books on tape?
All the time. Audiobooks. I'm an Audible member.
Do you like it? Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you're hearing a story,
yeah,
like on an audiobook, do you like it when they add sound effects?
This?
What?
Atop the largest of them, like a single stalk of wheat rising from a dirt mound. sits a humongous marble tower.
What That's my kid's audiobook. It's called Max and the Midnights.
No, not talking. I'm like, let me ask you this. This is serious.
Okay.
Do you like it when you're someone's telling you a story, okay, an audiobook, and they add in like sound effects?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You want to, here's what I'm listening
to. Like more into like,
this is what I'm listening to right now. There are no sound effects.
A shop owner from Sapir's village turned back toward the car. He had left behind his prayer shawl. A man.
How could you stay awake? That's like ASMR.
Well, it's hard to listen to. It's Hunting Eichmann. It's a gnarly story.
Are you just trying to like, what are you trying to do?
Well, I go back and forth from kids' audiobooks to hunting Nazi audiobooks.
Yeah, but like, I'm just like, what do you, is it interesting?
I'll tell you how it ends. What? They get him.
The Nazis?
They get him.
They get him.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they did.
Spoiler alert.
Some people say they didn't. Some people say he's in Argentina.
Oh, shit. Well, I have 12 hours and 9 minutes left to find out.
Wow. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See you guys next week on The Muppet Show.
Or not see you, since we don't have video.
Did you just say Nazi?
Not see you. Whoa. N-O-T Jesus, space I S-E-E.
My God, this podcast is just
going to I'm going to edit out that end part.
Later.
That was your mistake.